Watch, New York Governor Kathy Hochul dragged after her attempt to mock Trump's status as a Knicks fan backfires. By Dylan Gwynn on May 27, 2026. The next time New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D, attempts to mock President Trump's Knicks fandom, she might want to do her homework. On Wednesday, reports circulated that President Trump, a lifetime New York Knicks fan, might attend when the Knicks make their first NBA Finals appearance of this century. Should Trump attend, he would become the first sitting U.S. president to attend the NBA Finals. Reporters at Hochul's Wednesday press conference asked the governor for her thoughts on the president's potential trip to Madison Square Garden to watch his hometown Hoopers. Hochul took the opportunity of the question to mock Trump by questioning his fandom. "What do you say to President Trump saying he's a lifelong Knicks fan?" a reporter asked. "I'd ask him to name the starting lineup of the 1993 championship team and see how he does," Hochul replied. The only problem with Hochul's response is that she's 20 years off. The Knicks did not have a championship team in 1993. Instead, the last time the Knicks won an NBA crown was in 1973, when they knocked off the Lakers for the second time and earned their second championship of the decade. The Chicago Bulls won the NBA championship in 1993. Now, if we had an unbiased media or an objective reporter with any sports knowledge whatsoever, Hochul would have been challenged on the comment. If the reporter was unaware of Hochul's gaffe, she would at least have been challenged to name the starting lineup of the Knicks' 1993 championship team. Or, if the reporter knew better, he or she would have called her out for questioning Trump's fandom while revealing that she has no idea at all what she's talking about. Of course, neither of those things happened. Fear not, however, X users were more than happy to mock the governor for her botched attempt at mockery. It's also weird for Hochul to try to embarrass Trump's as a Knicks fan, given that she is from Buffalo, where there is no NBA team, and Trump is actually from New York City, where the Knicks play. In any event, not a good look for the governor.